And then it was, dear old dad. Dear old dad. One of them got married or had a birthday or anything, Christmas or anything. No, he wasn't recognized. But just before he left here, it was my dear old dad.
Oh. They had been on the mother's side all the time.
That's right, they'd been on the mother's side.
Well, you know, I was brought up in the family.
And it's the right sad thing.
I just imagine it is.
As I look back at it, when you're young and you hear people talk, you know, and you sort of form your ideas, and it's awfully hard to overcome. Awfully hard. You know, Marvin, you've seen these big old hay barns they build now. Hay sheds,
yes.
Pole barns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it might be just as easy for you to put up something like that as it would be to remodel it. It'll hold a whole lot more.
Well, now there's plenty of material in that barn out yonder to rebuild one if I had the time, but I just don't.
You might put up just leave that in the way it is, and just put up a whole new barn, cheaper, save time, have a whole lot more to show for your time.
Well,
you understand, I don't advise people on things like this, but...
That's what we intended to do, Mr. Miles, but it's time and money.
I got poles. I got the crystal poles to do it with.
Yes, sir.
And I got the 2x8 for... 3x8 for the plates to go around it.
Yes.
All I need is the top. I got everything to do it with. I need time and top.
Well... That's the...
Well, yeah, you need something to put your hay on. You wouldn't want to put it right down on the ground, of course.
Well, the only expensive thing about this would be the tin roof. And,
that was another thing Mr. Dodd promised. He was going to help
us
build
a barn.
Yeah.
It'd be a tin roof.
He couldn't do it and hold it in his
ground. I'm just wondering which would be the cheapest, just to cheat the thing solid and go ahead and put a felt roof up there, or just...
Put
a metal roof.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what
you're
talking about.
Yes.
Which
would
be the cheapest.
Well, let me tell you something, Marvin. I used to talk to Dodd until I found out that you couldn't talk to him.
But you can't do that.
Once he got the idea of putting felt roof up there, by God, he's going to put it up there.
Yeah.
I don't believe you that way.
No, I'll listen. I like to listen because I get ideas.
You know, that was right discouraging about Berman. You see, he's so clever, and he can do about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he don't mind the work. But he gets that head made up. And it's, now, I think that's wrong, Marvin. I think your idea of it is wrong. And I think I've probably had more experience with these sort of things than you've had, because I have built a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what. Now, you see, you don't have to pay a bit of attention to what I say. But I just say it from my experience. The cheapest you can put it up, the best. And the lighter the material, the better it is. Just put it up there and don't even square it.
Just put it up and put the main thing is put a metal top on it. That's what you think.
You just want just moderate framing and some little bracing, you know. Because, now I'll tell you another thing. Now, you see, this don't cost you a thing. I don't charge you for this advice. You would be way yonder ahead to build two small ones than one big one.
Well, I've thought that myself.
Yes, sir. Because the further up off the ground you get, the bigger your framing's got to be.
The bigger your framing's got to be, and the harder it is to get the hay up on.
That's right. Now, Robert Williams got one up there. You could get all the hay you could put up all summer under that. It's so big. But he got it, needs the elevator to get up there. And you all can just laugh about this all you please. See, I'm no carpenter. I seem like when I come to think about it, I ain't nothing. I don't know much about anything. But you know, just along the line, you pick up certain ideas, mm-hmm. and I'm hipped on this. One of my friends up there, I brought up with him.
Mm-hmm. studies.
And he's got this curious idea.
There's somebody out there raising sand at the front. I don't know what's going on. Let me check.
He's got this curious idea, Mr. Jeffrey, that you, whenever you build something, or put up something, or do something, you want it to last the whole generation, including his fences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think a fellow ought to have a good boundary fence. Not as good as Fred Wood put up over yonder, though. He put too much money in that fence. But just cross fences, you don't need hardly anything. Your gender is your child, you see. Black fences.
Yeah, Marvin's out there in the yard looking. See how dumb he is? And they drove up a bunch of drunk, a carload of drunk niggers out there in the backyard. And he didn't even let the game warden know that they were drunk and they was going in here hauling them.
Well, I didn't know it while
well,
he was in.
Well, suppose that I'd have been here by myself.
Well, I didn't know that the niggers was drunk. He was leaving when they come up.
Mr. Simon?
Yeah?
He went and got in the car after they drove up here. And went on in a whole carload of drunk nigger men. Drive up in the backyard. Well, it was all right because Marvin was sure.
They was parked out there on the road. One of them got out and got in the back, and it was just irate and fussing.
But these drove up right here at the back door, and weren't us so. I could have been right here by myself.
On these, and it don't take any time. No time. See, I put that up myself today. I had a little help. I had all the material there. So we put it up and lined it up one afternoon, the next afternoon. And of course, not lined up much.
Well, I got a little old shed down yonder. A little water hole down there. It wouldn't hold much, but what it is, I think it's just 8x12. It's 8x16.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it set up on cross ties.
Yeah.
Just use cross ties around it. It's plenty high enough.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to drive equipment on it.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
You know, I think it is too. And you don't need the substantial stuff. You see, they're put up. They're just as good as this house.
My shoe.
The way they're put up.
Sure.
Well, you see, you don't need that. And then you don't need any siding at all. You see, not for heat.
You wouldn't think so?
Not for heat.
Well, not without you got some real hard blowing rains. Would wet it up, wouldn't it?
Just get one side.
Yeah.
Well, now you see, that's, I'd have to think on that. He kind of has a thing. But Robert doesn't have any on his. And his is about 4 stories, I don't know.
Well, you know, if hay doesn't get soaked, a little water don't hurt it anyway.
A little water don't hurt it anyway, yeah. Like you said about your haystack.
That's right. It's got to get soaked if it hurts you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'll turn it dark on the side if it's exposed to the weather. It'll turn it dark down.
Yeah.
I mean, on the inside, it's good.
Yeah.
She could have come with you.
Yeah.
Well, she would have, except she went to Old Cala with me this morning. And she sort of put out with me. She stayed long as she wanted to stay. But she had, Mama gave her some of those Blue Seal tickets. You know, like you get in the store. Blue Seal, something like that. Gold Seal.
Gold Seal.
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond, right?
Yeah.
And she had to take them down there to that outlet in Ocala. So that's...
Yeah, up on Woodard Coleman, old colored man.
I know Woodard.
Yeah.
His wife wants me to keep her down there. I think she said she had 10 books.
But, you know...
Well, now let me tell you. Fred Wood handles Gold Seal tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
he's the one to send them in. He don't have to carry it down there. He can just send them in.
All his shots, she got to just carry them to him.
But what she wants, I reckon, is to go pick out her stuff.
Well, she got a catalog.
She got a catalog.
She can go pick it out of a catalog and say, this is what I want. I think she just wants to go and see it before she gets it.
She wants to see it.
I started to say, you know, they don't
take her down there if I knew she wanted where she was going.
You know, they don't make niggers like they did old Woodard and his wife the other day.
That's right.
That's true. They're independent. Both of them just as independent as they can be, but they don't bother nobody.
They wouldn't do you in. They wouldn't.
That's right.
They wouldn't,
now,
would
you come over here and do anything for me?
Anything in the world. If we wanted him
he
to do that,
little,
he can do.
He took a little life out of me one time I went over there. Marvin sent me over there to tell him something he wanted to give him to help.
That's using Bell Fence.
And the old car wouldn't start. And so Woodard, he got out his old truck, you know, and he was going to come get Marvin to come get me. So he got turned around, and I went and hopped up in the back of the truck. If he knowed I'd been in the back of that truck, he wouldn't have come.
It wasn't the last home, I'll guarantee you.
He'd been afraid some white person had seen me back there. But I did. I sat in the back of the little old truck.
Yeah.
And come on home. I don't know. There were some people down there fishing. I don't know what they thought.
There was a white woman down that river stretch one time. I think it's a young couple. And the old man had, they'd had a spat, but anyhow, the old man had went off and left her.
Mm-hmm.
Down there, she waved Woodard down here. She wanted him to carry her to Evanston, where she could call the law, and he just told her, he says, lady, he says, since I'm black and you white, he says, I think the thing for me to do is to go and get some white person to come and pick you up, or I'll go and get somebody to call the law for you. He says, I think that'd be the best. So he drove off.
Yeah.
And he went to the woods and got some of the woods to come pick her up. Yeah. He wasn't about for that woman to get in his truck.
Yeah.
And the same would have went with her.
Yeah.
He told her to stay there. He'd come and get me, so he'd come after her.
Yeah.
But as soon as he got turned around, he eased up in the back of the truck. And he didn't know she was in there until she'd got home.
Yeah.
But I bet you from then on, he looked in the back of his truck when he left home.
Yeah.
I bet you that.
Marvin, let me tell you.
That's what I know. I'm glad you brought it up, because I intended to tell Marvin about it. Mr. Don got that.
Yeah, he lost.
He got into that. That's right. And
it can tie you down for weeks.
In other words, I want to tell you something.
Week or two.
I want to tell you this. Been years for talking, and I done told Marvin. My tractor and my hay baler ain't leaving here to work for nobody unless it be you and right across there. I'm not buying it
to
make a fortune. I'm buying it because I like to have it.
You
got to
have it yourself.
Anybody within
the
keep
it at home.
And
I told Marvin, I said, it don't go no further than Mr. Miles's right across there.
But now these people right across here will say, I don't think they're going to have their mold. I don't think they have, well, they got a sickle, they got a rotary type, but they don't want to cut with no rotary type.
Mr. Dodd went slap on the other side, way on the other side, out to the muck farms.
So if I was to go down there and mow that, and it rained every day, where I couldn't pick it up, well, clover was pretty easy to run, so was indigo.
Yeah.
So a 3 or 4 day rain, well, you know it wouldn't be any more good. All I'd lose that would be the mower.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get that off the ground. You can't walk off and leave it.
If it's not any good.
You can't leave it on the ground.
You gotta rake it in.
You've got to get that stuff off. That's the disheartening thing about it. Oh, that's it. That just works the part of you. That's a hard, you know how it is. It's that old spoiled hay. It's such hard work, and then you know you're not getting anything out of
that's
it.
That's right.
Well, tell you the truth, we ain't buying it. You know, make any money, we just buy it.
Mostly for our own staff.
We'd like to have it.
Because like you said last night.
Would you have some more coffee?
No, I need to go on home and let you all get your business done.
Well, you won't do nothing but sit around here.
Tell you what, I just can't get over this new day. It seems like the sun rose and it's not raining anymore. Yeah. I declare to goodness, I never knew anything would change my outlook so much.
But you don't
know. Well, I hope you feel better.
I was aiming to come over here this evening and tell you what the man said down there. But it's a relief to you now. You don't have to even consider what he said down there.
Well, I don't think we're going to have any bail before the middle of August. I think we will have some by the middle of August. I think our hay will be getting pretty ripe by then.
Yeah, and you can get to it right on the dot. Ain't that nice?
Here's what I thought. Since it's Pangola, if we get a 10-acre field today, we'll jump in there tomorrow or the next day and put a little more fertilizer on that, and we ought to get another cutting on
that field
by the first of November.
Yeah. Just put on that second go-around, just put a little nice.
Yeah, it'd be short, but it'd be great.
You don't care. If it doesn't get big enough for hay, you can have it for your cows.
Sure. Well, it'll get big enough for hay because, let's see, it'll have September, October. It'd have 2 months at it. Get on up and grass that high. Good hay.
Well, it's great. Yes, sir. I'll help you with your
Let's tell Mr. Long over here on the shore in Alabama.
He says he needs to go home.
Well, he hasn't got to go home.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
We haven't got
to go over there.
And I'd like people to go
in
and see our other place and what work
we've done. That's where I intended to build a shed, was over there, because I need a shed bad. That's where all the hay is over there.
I have to haul it from over there.
Well, I'm going to have enough, I hope. We got about 8 acres. I don't know
if it's good.
Oh, I wouldn't put it over there.
What?
I wouldn't put it out of my sight.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, it stands a chance of it burning down, though.
Yeah, barring. People barring. Now, let me tell you.
Barring the hay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about them barring the hay. I locked the gates on them now, but they can always go.
Yeah.
And the hole will lose the hole.
Would you like to have some more coffee?
No, thank you. You haven't seen my long trailer wagons.
Yes,
I have. I think I have. The two-wheel, but you got it. Yes, sir, I've seen it. I like it very much.
They're the most useful thing that I've ever seen. Now, what you can do with them, you see, is to put your hay in there and just pull it on over there.
Well,
and they'll eat it out of that, you see. And then next time you go over there, pull it back.
I have a four-wheel wagon and a 14-foot,
yeah.
I believe that's what it is. It's either. No, I believe it's 13 because I made a 14 and I was extending it over about so long and I found out that I had to cut about a foot off of the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it wasn't even in.
Yeah, a lot of these things I don't know about, you understand, but I have faced a whole lot of these things. See, I got to the point there where I was set up for silence. I mean, I went into it that much. And then I saw that if I made anything of it, I wouldn't be able to handle any of it by hand. I'd have to do it all by machinery, and I didn't want to get into that much machinery. I'd have to put it on the ground, not put it down, you see, just put it on the ground, and then I'd get me a little front-end scoop and put it in something to haul it with, and when I got out there in the field, I couldn't even unload it. I'd have to let it unload itself. Now, you see, it got to that point. And I don't think, for one thing, it just took that burn much work in handling it. Now, you got so little margin, you see, in your animal.
Right.
So I've fought this that burn thing. You know, I've tried to, cut corners. And I found those little old push trailers. Mm-hmm. So you can put one on the front of your trailer and one behind. Or a couple of them behind.
That's the only objections I have to the one we got. It's a four-wheel outfit, and I wish we'd have balanced it now and made a two-wheel outfit. certified of, because you can't bike them.
Right.
Four-wheel job,
yeah.
it doesn't
it's
bike
you. Pretty hard.
Well, you can bike it a little bit, but it's mean.
Two-wheel, for example.
Two-wheel, yeah, I can put a two-wheel anywhere I want it to go, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, just let me go home and set this thing over to get it in mind. You're going to stay in business. You've got to have something to work with.
Because of Miss Dolly, the way she talks, by the time that bailiff they had his finances and everything went wrong, right at $3,000, the way she talks now.
Uh-huh.
All I know is what I've heard her say. I've never heard of him say.
Yeah.
Well, she said, Farmer said that he'd never start to be making stresses an awful lot.
He knows
she
about it.
She said, yeah, he was there.
Oh, yeah.
When I was talking to her about it. And I told her I had bought Marvin a new hay baler and a hay baler.
Oh, that's a birthday present. You didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, wait a minute, let me tell Verma. And so she told Verma, and she told Verma what. I
said
the man charged me. Yeah. He said, well, I'll never be that lucky. I hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I would never be that lucky. Like a demon like that.
Yeah.
But we didn't give the man. He told us to come home and think it over and sleep on it and make up our minds and
then.
And I told him, I said, told Martin this morning, and I said, I stayed awake all night and I will not toss my tongue on the side and figure out something. That's what I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Or you already called him?
Yes, I called him the first thing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He, won't
he said, just let him know what day. He said he'd bring it out Monday, Tuesday, or any day on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Be riding out with it. Of course, ain't been no money passed.
Oh, it's good. If he said it's good,
then
it's good.
I told him
that
the deal
was
decided to take
him. Oh, yeah.
He said to any day, he said he would get we want it, they can spring it right on both of them right on out.
We got
so
into
I guess he'll bring it out Monday or Tuesday.
Got into it with him with that tractor. He got a tractor and we was trying to plant that place out on in grass and it was hot and I was aggravated and couldn't get nothing done and tore up the little tractor we had then. Traded it in on a second-hand thing they had up there because he didn't have a new one. Got
you had to have something.
I had to have something. And got out there and the blame wheel froze up on it. And I didn't know what was wrong. I thought I did, but I wasn't sure. I got in here and I called him. I said, something wrong with that old tractor. I said, we've got a mechanic you can send out here. Well, you better send him on out here. Let's get it rolling. So I told him the way it sounded. Oh, he said, yeah, we can have that thing going in 15 minutes. Sent a mechanic out here. I said, get on it and see what it is. I said, now this side over here froze up. It just won't turn. He got on there and it moved a few feet. Yeah, he said, I know what's going on. He said, the brake drums, the shoe just come loose and go. And he fixed me, yeah, I'll have it fixed in a few minutes. He tore it up and the fuse was perfect. They were just as perfect as they could be. He put it down and said, I'm afraid you got a froze wheel bearing.
Mm.
And he had his transport wheel. He drove it out here. And he said, well, he says, I'll have to carry it to town to put one in it. I haven't got one. And he said, I couldn't put it in it out here anyway. I said, well, how are you going to get it loaded? Oh, he said, I'll load it. No. So he put the brakes on that other wheel and made that froze up and kind of crawl in there. Up on his transport and got to town and started to unload it and it froze up and it coming backwards and run off of the thing and busted the hub and the house and, you know, the bearing house, wheel bearing house.
Mm.
They didn't have one then.
Mm.
Folks had it ready the next day and out here and they didn't come and I called them and asked them about it. And said that they had the older one and they'd have it in a couple of days. A couple of days passed and I went up there. And they didn't have, still didn't have. They just sat about minimum jobs. So, it was looking forward to then to have the next morning, well, by 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock coming, they didn't have it. I got on the phone and I told them, thank you. I said, y'all got any tractors up there? No. I said, you got that other one fixed? No, he said, we can't get parts. He said, we got a backhoe on it. I said, that ain't no good. I says, I tell you what, I said, just forget that we haven't made a deal and we get our money back on that tractor. I said, we'll go somewhere where I can buy a tractor. I said, we've got to have a tractor. And I says, it don't look like you people is gonna do any business out there. I says, you don't know when you're gonna get that new one in that you was talking about. No, he says, I don't. And he said, well, he says, I'll tell you, I'll be out there to see you. About that time I heard a hee-haw, and he said, wait a minute. And he says, just hold the line just a minute. I want to go up to the front. He says, I think I see the new one coming now. And he was gone about 3 or 4 minutes. He says, that new one just come in. He said, you want it? I says, yeah, I reckon so. I says, how fast can you get it out here? Oh, he said, it takes time. He said, I got to take that thing down and inspect it and grease it and, you know, get it set up.
Take them plastic bearings or whatever it was out of it.
So, he says, a couple hours, be too long. I said, well, if that's as soon as you can get it in, no, it won't be too long, but I'd rather have it sooner. A couple hours, they come rolling out here with it. And we've had it ever since.
Yeah. And that's on top of your head with those...
That point, that
point,
plastic
point, yeah. Yes, you know, there's a lot of ways to lose what little money that you're going to make. And, you know, 20 or 30 cents is not much when you're taking it in. It may be a lot when you're spending it for bale of hay. But that, I've seen old Robert Williams over there just turn that day after day. And then you see what happens is the dad burn stuff not any good after he picks it up, or not much good. But he got to go ahead and take it up. And I think he has to do all that turning. I sure wouldn't want to get in that.
Well, if you got a contract with the state, I know this much about it. If you got a contract with the state will pay you so much a ton for this hay. Even if it's bad hay like that, something the cows can't eat,
yeah.
They'll pay you so much a ton for it and put on the road bed, you know.
Yeah.
But I imagine that that's the way he does business. He probably will bail it for the hay. Well, I couldn't do it. I don't have a contract with him.
It'd
probably be hard to get one.
I don't know what his contract is.
But I have an idea that's what he does. He probably doesn't lose any actual money, probably doesn't make any either.
I just know how much work he puts in on it over there. And he got all that equipment, I'll tell you, see, just spinning around all for so long. And it rains, it's just little old showers. He got to do it all over again.
Sure.
Get out in the field and get to work.
Yes. It does both good anyhow.
Yeah.
Keeps on leaning.
You all been out to see about it. Don't say the hay.
No. But it's easy. His arrangement said easy. He doesn't have to handle it. He just sews it off in there. But he got a lot of time and money and all that shit.
He sure has.
You don't need all that.
Miss Ma, you know, there's one thing that I want to say, and it ain't a bit of my business, no way, shape, form, or fashion, to open my mouth back, so if it don't concern me one bit anymore. But they got a room on the back of their house that way, and if you haven't seen in it, I wish you could see in it. It's got everything in the world that a young one would want to play with. They've tired of. They don't want it no more. They take it and put it in there to keep them from, and then go buy more.
Oh, really?
That isn't a thing in the world, but pure wastefulness.
That's sure wasteful. I hadn't noticed that.
Well, they got a. They. I've been in there. Went in there the other day.
Oh, that's where they're living.
Uh-huh. Got electric trains. And last Christmas, Mr. Miles, I bet you it's pretty
right?
that they bought $1,500 worth of stuff on a credit for them kids.
Is that right?
I bet you they do.
You've got some white.
For a child, I have so much.
Oh, I think it's harmful.
I know it is. I don't think it is because.
Just play with
well, no, now that oldest boy, he's large enough to be out and doing some light work.
Yeah.
Around the field.
Yeah.
You don't have to kill him, but. When I was that size, I was flying 10 hours a day, buying a mule.
Yeah.
That's right.
And just like I told Marvin, I said, anybody come here and look at my yards and my house, and they say, hi.
You had that Universal joint I broke on that. Tore out on it, and I said, well, maybe I can get one of these other tractors, because they might have something to substitute. My guys didn't find nothing. So I'll just have to go back one day next week.
Yeah. Oh, there you are. You know what I've got to do?
What?
Before I go anywhere, I telephone.
Well, that's what I should have.
No, I don't know what a fella should, but I got so.
Well, if it hadn't been long distance, that's probably what I'd done. I'd went ahead and phoned him. If it had been going to Gainesville, I would have phoned him. I wish I would have went into Gainesville. Now I'd been just as well off.
Berman, don't stop what you're doing. I just come to find out how you're getting along.
I see you've been mowing down here.
Oh, the weeds. I'm trying to get them down so the cows won't have to tromp through them.
Yeah, that's down in your watermelon.
Yeah, that's where the watermelon's at.
And now you mowed over here, too.
Yeah, I mowed this here. See, I mowed all the weeds down, and all that cracked grass came back. Now I'm going to turn them out in there.
That looks like that's good fine grass out there.
I'm going to eat that. That's crabgrass.
Yeah.
I won't.
You know what they do down here? They fertilize that and make hay.
Well, it's good. It makes good hay, but you know that stuff, boy, when it gets ready, it's ready. It don't wait for you.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. It ain't like Pangola. When Pangola gets ready, you can wait 2 months and still be able to. When crabgrass just gets ready to mow,
yeah.
If you don't get it, you just lost it.
Yeah.
It seems like it just disintegrates and goes nowhere.
Yeah.
You don't know where it goes, though. A guy came over here, two or 3 years ago, and wanted me to put up some crabgrass hay for him. He's over here.
Hey!
Don't get out.
We want to stay long. Come on.
I'm almost through. I just got a few more here to do up, and I want to get them out of the way.
Well, this boy.
I went over there, and he wanted me to cut some crabgrass. He had about 20 acres, and I went over there and looked at it. And it looked pretty good. He had beans planted, and when I looked at it, I wasn't too crazy about putting it up, but he had it in the road. It's hard putting hay up if it's laid out in bed. You know, you try to mow that stuff and then rake it and bale it, and that stuff is in a bed, and you just can't do nothing with it.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't too set on it.
Yeah.
I had it.
Yeah.
No, I was going over Micanopy. I mean, McIntosh. But anyhow, that night, it came one of the hardest rain you ever seen. It rained.
I just
he came over the next morning. He told me, he said, just forget about it. He said that grass is just flattened out on the ground.
Yeah.
He said, you can't even see it.
Is
he said,
right?
Nothing out there looks just like a lake out there.
I'll be darned.
He said, just forget about it.
It is ready to go, and then it got
ready.
That heavy rain.
So,
well, now look, I just looked at this Pangola across from your lane down there.
Yeah.
Is that Marvin's?
Yeah, Mrs. Guthrie's.
Mrs. Guthrie.
Yeah, they got about. They must have about 40 acres in there, 30 or 40 acres.
Of Pangola?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Had that one. See that field right to the road? It had about 8 or 10 acres in that. And when I first came over here, that's all they had cleared even. They didn't even have any ground cleared back there. I told her, I said, why don't you clear that ground up back there and plant some more Pangola? And finally, they did that. They went out there and they used about half that field one year and planted the rest of it. And then they planted a whole bunch over the house. And they got a pretty good stand out there this year. They should get a lot of hay off. It's ready to cut now.
It looks like it's turning a little bit.
Well, it won't.
I'm not laying down.
It won't hurt nothing. I mean, it should. It wouldn't. It'd really be best if it was cut now.
Yeah.
But naturally, you can't cut nothing this kind.
It is ready to cut this week.
Yeah, it was ready to cut here 2 weeks ago.
That long?
Yeah, heck, it's been 2 months since they fertilized. And you can cut that stuff 6 weeks after you fertilize. Now, I just fertilized mine.
With me a little bit.
I just fertilized mine here last week.
You can
last Saturday, I put out 5 tons. And I want to.
Yeah, I can see you. Right? You don't have to tell anybody.
You can see the difference in it. And I want to put out. I want to put out first of the month. I want to put out 7 more tons. I want to fertilize. Put out about 2 or 3 tons here in the field here, where the barn is, and finish that one up down there.
What's that?
I want to finish up that field down here the first of the month. Fertilize it.
You just go on down farther.
Yes. Finish it on up.
But not do it all at one time.
But see, that's what I'm doing. See, I'm just putting 5 tons now. So that way I won't have to have it all come ready at one time.
Yeah.
I can take my time putting it up.
Who'd you get it from?
Right up in Seminole Food Store.
Hall?
No. Ocala.
Hall spread it for you?
Yeah, Hall spread it.
I like Hall because he really prompt and
Well he told me he's spread my fertilizer last 3 times now, last 3 years he's spread my fertilizer.
Yeah.
He's always been right there when he said this time he said I'll be there around 9:00. Saturday morning. I said I'd be fine. He got here about 4 after 9.
What's that implement you got out there? Oh, is that your mower?
Yeah, it's my mower. That's a part the part that hooks up to the tractor.
Oh. Well, that's the trouble with your tractor. You got so much power, you see.
Well,
you must say.
Where I'll twist it off one time, too.
You know, sometimes I figure, Berman, my little old tractor saved me a whole lot of money.
Well, I'll tell you. What,
because if I hit anything, it'll stop the tractor.
Well, I couldn't get out there and mow anything. I couldn't mow that Pangola with that with a famous mower tractor. I just couldn't do it. I put that tractor down.
No,
the first year I got.
No, you might cut that much at a time.
Well, I only take half the swath, and then low
Eight
gear.
Control, huh?
In low gear.
Yeah.
And that thing, I mean, it makes that old tractor get down in labor.
Yeah.
You know, cutting low gear.
Well, are you going to, you just going to turn your cows in on your crap grass? Or
yeah,
you
gotta, I'm going to come, see, I know you'd be trying to bale it, because I'm going to have all the bale I can bale. You're going to take all the time I can do, take everything I can do to bale that Tangula.
You won't need that.
Well, I'm for grazing, I will.
Yeah.
And
they've
see,
been in here once.
They've been in there once, and see, I took them out and mowed.
Oh, they have.
Yeah.
Well,
they ate it down like that.
I turned them in there right after we got through the melons, and boy, they ate all them melons, and they ate that grass right down to the dirt.
Is that right?
And see, it turned. They've been out of there now 3 weeks. I turned them over there.
We see some of those little calves down there. We were looking at them.
They've been.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well,
they've been in there and they've been in the other field 3 weeks.
Would it pay you to give them put a little fertilizer on it?
No, they'll get all they want to eat. Said I'm gonna have so much hay there, they won't be able to eat dog when I get through.
There is. There's so much of
I'll have so much. I should get better than 4,000 bales.
Really?
Oh yeah, I know. Last year I only baled up about 30 acres, and I got almost 100 bales an acre. This year I'm gonna have better than 50 acres of Bengals.
Yeah. Or you're gonna be in the hay business.
Yeah, me over there trying to work.
How you going to do that?
Well, I'll just do it in the afternoon.
Do it in the afternoon.
You watch and see. You watch and see if I can do it.
You don't an afternoon.
Well, after I get off work, that's the afternoon.
But the day
and evening then.
The days is getting shorter. Right?
Well, that's all right. If I get it bailed up, I'll pick it up at nighttime. I'll give it up. I'm used to working hay at 9, 10 o'clock at night time. After I get it in the bale, I'll get it up off the ground. Every time I put up hay, it's always way after dark when I get through working. When I'm working hay.
Just work all night.
And you can't burrow working hay in the
night. You can't hire anybody to help you working all night,
though.
You can't get
no one to work anymore, so I just forget about them. If I can't do it myself, I just forget about it.
Yeah.
That was going to sorry help to get pneumonia. You think you got someone here to help you, and dang, you can't depend on me. You hear you all ready to go, and no one shows up.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
So
let it go.
You're better off leave the grass right there on the ground.
But I'm gonna have so much to put up. See, I gotta have stuff on. I want to have that down out there for the cows to eat. I want to turn them in. I think about turning them in there today, but. I gotta fix that fence down my lane way down. It's down in 2 places. I gotta fix that before I can turn them in there.
You mean that good fence of yours?
No, one next to the woods.
Oh, on that side.
And it's down there in a couple places right before I tore that shed down. It's laying, a very big strip of it laying down. Boy, you got that fence out there.
Yeah, I see. You know, I can see why you put that good boundary fence up every now and then. Now, a couple of them, your neighbor's dogs followed us in.
Now they got another dog to raise and chase them.
Yeah.
He chased me every time I go down that lane.
In your own lane.
Yeah. Bonnie, turn that light off. And now you don't need a light on. You can't see no better.
What?
I ran off of one of their dogs.
She ran with other two.
I
And that hurts me worse than anything. Is
yeah, well, it is time to run over one now.
I run over a mailbox, land outside, they wouldn't bother me, but I wouldn't be. We can't do much in anything in this weather. When those dogs get out in front of you, that big dog, just as you come down the lane, he'll run right out in front and stop and turn around and look back at you.
Just trying to aggravate you.
And when he does that, I don't even pay no mind. It's going to go keep going. I don't mind steady speed. During the eye, I just say, well, by God, if you stop 1 second too long, it's going to be your hard luck. So I just keep going.
When I'm with him in the car, I'm nearly have a hard attack.
No, you don't have to run over him yet.
Tell her what you do to your house. There's something missing over there.
Oh, I'm just rearranging everything, getting it out of the way. I tried to put a little painting in
here, and I moved everything out.
Oh, you have been painting in here, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to clean it up a little bit. It was still dirty.
Yeah.
And that porch out there, I painted until I gave out of paint. Now I got to come get some more paint.
Yeah.
I repainted the bathroom. What's I've got the bedroom to do.
Sheriff, what's Mrs. Guthrie going to do about this rainy weather? They can't use that new baler.
She's about to have a fit.
Have you seen it?
Oh,
no,
didn't.
I haven't. He has.
They'll get some pretty weather here one of these days. Now, here, Mr. Penner, his hay has been ready to cut for a month now. He can't cut it.
And probably just laying
and that
over
man
home.
Has been putting up hay for
every
20-some-odd years.
And I
told him about 5 years ago, I said, I've been messing with it about 15, 16 years, hay. And I said, I learned a long time ago that this time of year, we always have a rainy season. And it never has changed yet. The weather's always this way every year.
Except last year.
And last year, it was rainy all the time. And
they got that Pangola out, didn't have a rain last year.
Well, first, look, it probably might have been a week or so there. You might have some pretty good weather.
They had most
you just can't weather. Predict as well no more. And then when October comes around, this rain starts slacking off.
Yeah, but you got it, the rainy season.
And
they will always
wait until about April and they put the fertilizer. March or April and they fertilize. When it's dry. Usually we have a real dry spring. And it won't rain a bit. Usually we have about 2 or 3 months right there in a row, it won't rain a bit.
I don't know why, you know, but the thing of it is that Pangola won't come out till the rainy season starts.
I know, it won't. It takes water for it.
It takes water.
There's just not a crop out there. It's going
to
have
water. And then once that rainy season starts, it looks like if it don't rain, it don't have to rain much. It just rains a little every other day and it'll still.
Oh, yeah, if it gets enough water, that stuff will keep on going.
Keep
going. Well, when is the time to get your hay? October?
Well, that's usually when I try to put mine up, in October. A lot of them, even in November. If I fertilize now, that grass will still be good and green in October. Now, Mr. Penner, Mrs. Guthrie last year, they fertilized just like it did this year, and they couldn't get down there to cut their darn hay. They cut their hay the same time I cut mine. And here their hay sat there on that ground 2 months, laid over, 2 months past cutting, before they could even get a chance to cut it. And when they got their hay up, their hay wasn't hanging
to shame.
No.
It's a shame.
Tell me about Miss Guthrie and that new baler.
she's just dying to get out there and get that hay put up. And every time it rains, you know, she calls me on the phone. Well, Miss Dowd, you think it's gonna start raining pretty soon? And I look at this farmer's bulletin, you know, and I tell her, no, it's not predicted to stop raining. It's supposed to rain all this month. Oh, she gets sick.
Oh,
I can't help it. I tell her what she asked me.
All this month, Shirley. That's what.
That's
you
what
did.
It is. Well, all this
rain, it'll be like this all month
just
long,
like
and it'll be this way nearly all next month. That's why I put out fertilizer. Now, I wait for now. I put out fertilizer during the rainy season.
Yeah.
Then by the time it gets too growing, the rain
will
go with it, and I can put it up.
You wait a little long in August to put your fertilizer out.
Yeah, last year I didn't fertilize in September.
Well, when will the hay be ready then? Middle of September?
About 6 weeks. Now, this I'll fertilize you about Saturday. I'll be ready to bale it about the middle of next month. Maybe about the middle of September. I'll figure about the 20th.
We got some out there now that could go up.
Now, right here in this barn, there's a bunch out there. I could bale. I didn't put no fertilizer on it this year. I put some on last year. But I could bale that this year. I can bale it now.
I just come by Ms. Guthrie's and they've got, he got top on that new shed here.
Already?
Yes, he got the top on it. And his big old truck sitting under it.
Yeah, he used a truck to work on.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he put some boards across that body back in the stand on it.
Yeah.
That's why he used to work on a lot.
Well, how about that?
And he put his lumber and stuff on there. He wouldn't have to park and get to go and get his lemon.
Well, what about that?
It works out just fine. We used to do that down south.
That's
and
way
he
I
still
do.
Does it with his truck, you know, down here when he built this barn down here. He used it for hoist and for a ladder and everything else.
Yeah.
It works out pretty good. Marvin is
well, what do you do? What do you know? That's all right.
It sure is. It saves
a
lot of steps.
They had a rack on there that stands up, I guess, 10 feet, 18 feet off the ground. They leave that shed he's building at 12 feet.
Yeah.
12 feet up.
I guess he got a little clearance.
Yeah, he's got
with his truck.
Really, that truck would eliminate another man happening because it saves a lot of steps.
Yeah.
All by himself. I guess Miss Guffey and him.
And in what room?
The tent. Like, he's throwing a flare at me, I think, because that's about all I help him with down here, you know.
Boy, the grass
in
the yard here, Drew. What'd you
say,
Mom? The grass in the yard here, Drew.
Yeah. You go and have to graze this off a little bit.
He's a fine one to talk. He's cut all the grass. You ought to see how he is.
I couldn't get in there. too thick there in the yard. I can't get in there.
Well, it's only been about 4 days since I moved this yard.
I'd like to fence off. He mentioned it once before, and then I didn't particularly care about doing it. But now I think this would make a good pasture out here for little calves or whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big calves.
Take them off of
yeah.
the cows, you know, to separate them from the cows. Yeah. This would be a good place to put them here.
Well, they had that when we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
I went through all the fence down. They had to dissolve
yeah.
the mess.
Yeah. And Mr. Guthrie didn't believe in improvement.
No, he didn't believe in nothing.
Mrs. Guthrie'd have a castle over there by now. She could have had her way, I suppose. She'd been deeply in debt, but he didn't believe in it, so she couldn't.
No, he didn't. He didn't want to clear up one piece of ground. The only thing he wanted to clear was the piece of his house set on.
Yeah.
And if he could build that on top of a pine tree, he'd done that.
Uh-huh.
Now that if he could have built his house on top of a pine tree, he'd done that.
Well, I remember one time we were talking about fertilizing. And we said something about them over there, and I forget who it was, but they said Mr. Guthrie didn't believe in fertilizing.
No.
He just put his cows out and let them eat what comes.
That's right. Just turn them loose. And he had a fit when you had to fence your cows in, you know, get them off the highway.
Oh, boy, he thought that was all. The fence laws.
Yeah.
He thought they ought to just run where they please.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these cattlemen made him mad, you know, when this fence law came out.
Yeah.
I know Warren did that.
Yeah.
Governor Warren. He did that in about 48, 49. He put out that fence law in effect. That's
yeah.
been about 20 years.
Yeah. And then
that's the only darn thing he did do in good and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He got that fence law. And now, last year, they put out 5 tons of fertilizer. And that's all. That's all he'd let them have, 5 tons,
uh-huh.
to fertilize all this ground over here, and we should have taken about at least 15 tons of what's needed. So they tried to stretch it, and you can't stretch fertilizer.
Yeah.
But they tried it. And I told Mr. Guthrie, I said, whatever you fertilize, put the right amount on it and let the rest go.
How much do you put on your pangolin?
500 pounds. It don't hurt if you put 500. If I put 600 pounds on there, it'd just be so heavy out there after I mowed it, I just couldn't hardly rake.
10, 10, 10.
So it's best to go ahead and put just 500 and be able to rake.
It was 10, 10, 10, 1.
Yeah, 10, 10, 10. And that's what she put out. She put, they put 200 pounds an acre on last year. And they might just as well have forgot about it. No more than they put
then
on it.
Then she wondered why it didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's like trying to make an old cow give me up with just a little handful of feed. Yeah, then you can't tease her into giving me.
Did they go? How much did they put this time?
Well, he put 500 pounds acre this time. He wasn't here telling what to do.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they put out 15 tons. 15,
all they put out was over here. They didn't put out any over here.
Yeah, they put out some over there too. Last year they had 5 tons, but he went over that whole 40 acres over there and this 20 acres over at the house. He went over 60 acres, was 5 tons. And it should take at least 15 tons to go that much ground. They put less than 200 pounds a acre.
Boy, just didn't miss the sign though.
Okay. Cool.
Oh my goodness. You people are telling you don't.
No, he was just going to run over there and fiddle around a little bit. I think there wasn't much to do here, so that's so.
Yeah, I can roll over here.
Oh, we're making open?
It's about Macintosh.
Macintosh, yeah.
There is one over there, isn't there?
Bob Shop.
Yeah. Right there in the lake, right around the corner. Right around the corner there, you know, that new John Hendricks building?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in there. That's right. I remember it used to be in there.
There you go, there, turn that.
Too heavy to move over there, so it ain't gonna be too heavy to move back.
What's that, the doghouse?
Yeah.
What they got it over there for?
Over there, where you go from that playhouse.
Oh.
You wanna get up on the roof of it?
Oh.
I know you did finish that thing.
Vermin, how long will that pangola stay in prime shape over there? It's ready to go, been ready a week.
Well, it'll be all right for a long time. You can let that pangola 20 grass, it'll stay there. The main thing, when you cut it down, you want to make sure it's cured before you get it up. You want to make sure it's cured, because if it ain't cured, it's going to sure mold in that bale.
Yeah.
If you mold in that bale, the cow's just not going to eat it. That's a whole damn going thing in a hay bin. I don't care if you cut it down too early or too late. Get it cured. I've cut down pangola 4 and 5 months after it's been fertilized and still make good hay as long as I got it cured good. No fertilizer shows up on that grass out there now.
Oh, it's pretty. Yeah, look at the difference.
I wanted to finish mowing that and then see what I'm doing. I'm just mowing it down and then fertilize it. That old grass standing way up there and this fertilizer spread is about this high off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And those high weeds will knock the fertilizer down and it won't spread properly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see that? Those old high weeds. And you can look out across it where I haven't mowed.
Yeah.
When you go back along there, you can notice how they stand up like this. Those high weeds will knock the fertilizer down.
Yeah.
And you'll find you'll have more fertilizer in one spot than you will in another.
Oh.
But if your grass is all down where the fertilizer can spread, it'll do a pretty good job.
Yeah. Well, the way rates you move in your tractor, you can cut that. You can mow that off.
It won't take no time. See, I can put up maybe a couple hundred bales every day. On Saturdays, heck, I can go down and put 400 or 500 bales on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that many times by myself. Put 400 or 500 bales by myself and load it and put it in the barn by myself.
Well, if you had somebody to help you a little bit, loading it and all that, but
see, now I got 1,100 bales already sold right there in the field. I come and get it.
Oh, have you?
That's where I'm trying to sell all. Now I don't need about 1,000 bales. I'm gonna have about 3,000 bales to sell, so I'm gonna. I've already got about 1,100 bales sold.
Well, now, are you going to haul it from the field?
No,
going to pick it up?
They'll come out in there and pick it up right behind the bale. I don't have to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I sell 10 cents a bale less that way.
Mm-hmm.
I get 7 cents a bale in the field right behind the bale.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good heavy bale.
Mm-hmm.
And but if I got a mess with it, I charge more for that. I usually charge 80 cents in the barn, but I tell you, it's worth more than a dime picking that stuff up and loading it in the barn.
Yeah.
You figure. You go out there, 10 cents sound like, well, that ain't much for loading a bale of hay.
No.
Picking a bale up and taking it to the barn, 10 cents, and darn 10 bales, I only make a dollar every 10 bales. But you try to do 200 or 300 bales that way and see how tired you get. And see how long it takes. It takes a long time. You start getting up around 100 bales during, and hauling it in a distance at all.
The first bales you put up is all right, but them on top, they're
hard
to get up there.
The harder they are, and the further back in the barn you got to stack it, the harder it is.
Bigger the bales.
I put some over here from Mr. Williams. He's dead now. He died last year. I sold him hay every year. I sell him about 350 to 400 bales every year. In fact, I sold more than 400 every year. But he had that darn little house there. It was about the size of what we're living in here. And you'd have to carry that stuff off on the porch. You had to roll it off on the porch. And then you had to carry it through this little narrow door about this wide. Then you have to go back to another little door and go back to another little room back there and stack it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was usually getting my goat going from one room to the other. Trying to carry that bale through those little 26-inch doors.
Mm-hmm.
What he should have done was just knock those partitions out in there and just had just one big room.
Yeah.
He wasn't used for dwelling anyhow, just used for storing hay.
Mm. Hey, we better go.
Isn't that pretty? Everything is so pretty around. Well, rain always freshens everything up.
Oh, it does, yeah. Well, it ought to been fresh this season, ought
it? It sure should.
It needs mowing again right now. That grass grows so fast out here.
But honestly, those calves down there, we were looking at them last night, and I swear I hate to part with any of them. They're all beautiful. Well, there's one little scrawny one out of the bunch, but the rest of them.
You gonna put them
really
on
dark.
on the September sale? They haven't got long.
Register sale, you mean? The
what kind of sale?
Stocker.
Where is this? Here in Gainesville?
You get
more for them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shoot, I don't see where they're getting more for them. Would you pick them down at the market?
Yeah, you get a lot more for them. Big buyers are there, and they pay more.
Golly, maybe we ought to try sometime.
Well, all we got is those five damn little bulls down there.
Well, you know, that we want to get rid of. We want to keep the heifers.
Steers is what brings them over.
Yeah. Yeah, steer brings about 1 or 2 cents a pound more.
Charlie said they had a good pasture over there, and they had just 2 cows in it.
They've got so much grass.
They got so much grass.
Don't know what to do, and they don't have any cows.
That's right, not any cows. She said they thought what they ought to do is go get some steers and eat that grass. But she said didn't guess they'd do it because you just have to get those pullings.
Now what is the, and they're not any pullings now. And what did you say about the 15 to 30 pounds?
Oh, she said she lost 30 pounds in the last 5 weeks. And she didn't know whether it was that that had caused her to feel better or that the preacher prayed for her Wednesday week.
Hi.
Hi.
Or that she was taking her heart stimulant. But anyway, she felt better.
And what was it about the medicine?
She couldn't take her heart medicine because it's bad for her thyroid. And she couldn't take the thyroid medicine because it was bad for her heart. So she was in a predicament. But she said Dr. Emil and Dr. Thomas said that they were put her in the hospital and they were going to make a new person out of her.
Well, I sure hope they do.
Yeah, she said she's looking forward to it. Looking forward to going to the hospital and being a new person.
And the preacher came by to see her.
The person came by who was bulldozing. And he wanted to know if they wanted those trees bulldozed up, those oak trees, and said that that was his business. But ever so often he preached, and he told her when next time he preached he'd pray for her, and that was on a Wednesday night, and he prayed for her, and she felt better ever since.
Uh-huh. And it could have been because he prayed for her,
yes.
Or could have been the medicine.
Or it could have been the
losing 30 pounds.
That's right. I answered good.